US President Donald Trump is a step closer to impeachment after his political opponents approved the wording of the charges against him. The final vote will happen next week, setting the stage for a trial in the Senate over whether to remove him from office. The trial will be conducted by the president's Republican allies, and he's urging them to put the so-called whistleblower in the dock. North America correspondent David Lipson filed this report from Washington.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to.
And with that, the impeachment charges against Donald Trump were set in stone.
Notice is heard. Without objection, the committee is adjourned.
More than 14 hours of rancorous debate on the wording yesterday resulted in no substantial changes to the 9-page articles. The final vote, done in under 10 minutes today, went down party lines. Democrat Chairman Jerry Nadler.
The House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House will act expeditiously.
In other words, by this time next week, Donald Trump will be the third president in history with impeachment on his permanent record.
It's a witch hunt, it's a sham, it's a hoax.
Sitting beside the president of Paraguay ahead of a meeting in the Oval Office, Mr. Trump couldn't resist a long spray against his accusers.
They would say, me. You said, do me a favor. No, it didn't say that. It said, do us a favor, our country. Talking about the past election, talking about corruption.
Attention is already turning to the Senate trial in January, where the Republican-controlled chamber will rule on whether Mr. Trump should be evicted from the White House. At this point, inconceivable. As such, the president's allies are in open dispute over how the trial should play out. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham on Fox News.
We can look at the Biden affair outside of impeachment. My goal is to end this as soon as possible for the good of the country, because I think it's a danger to the presidency to legitimize this.
Does that mean no witnesses at all?
I don't need any witnesses at all.
The president may end up pulling the strings in another direction.
I wouldn't mind a long process, because I'd like to see the whistleblower who's a fraud.
Tweeting all the way, Donald Trump has watched proceedings this week from the White House, but he's made some big deals too. Signing off on a Phase 1 trade deal with China just days before a new round of tariffs were due to start.
And that's going to be one of the great deals ever, and it's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
He's also secured an important win on trade with Canada and Mexico, a deal many call NAFTA 2.0. As the president put it, a wild week. It will pale in significance next week. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.